Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. This is the Crypto Wolfies Luna Pack Weekly Howl AMA.
Howl!
Let's take a listen.
Hey guys, gonna just wait and see who joins the fun. Okay, one left, one coming in. Hey guys, just gonna wait for a few more minutes, see who wants to come and join. If anyone wants to come up and speak, just hit that button. And let me know you can hear me okay. Send me a reaction. Tell me you can hear me okay. I'm trying out some new headphones after Christmas. So let me know. Send me a reaction if you can hear me all right. Awesome. Oh, that's a shame. It's not coming through my headphones. Really annoying. I don't know why, but Twitter Spaces always seem to come through my internal speaker when I'm hosting. So it's really hard to hear. But whenever I plug a set of headphones in, it has its little moment.
Twitter Spaces is really buggy as well.
It's shit, isn't it, really, to be honest. I'm going to start hosting these more into Discord and things like that as the project builds up, but for now it's kind of like it helps with the exposure and things like that. But I want to hit these weekly things on Discord, to be honest. The quality of things is better. You can pay the premium, which I already do anyway, so it's like you get a much better clarity on things, and I can sit at my PC, so that's handy.
Yeah, I think you get a lot of reach with the Twitter Spaces though, because they're so popular at the moment. People are pretty much on Twitter waiting for someone like Seffy to do a Twitter space, and you catch anyone who's on around.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, definitely. Like last week I did, a couple of weeks ago I did one, and it was only really like five or six people I thought that were going to join, and it literally filled up so quick. It was just unreal. And it was a really, really good one. So I got a few people joining. If anyone wants to come up and say hi before we get started, just hit that button. It's quite a chilled one anyway. Feel free. Sorry if I keep repeating that. It'll be for a few minutes just while we let this get on. I'm going to let this get to about 10 past and then maybe get going a bit with some updates and some bits of fun. Got a massive giveaway started today, which I've got to tell everyone about. That's exciting news. And loads of little alpha bombs today for you, and one big piece of info, which should be fun. So we'll see. Cool. A few people coming in. A couple more minutes. We'll just give a chance for a few more. I've hit this out on the Discords as well, so I'm going to see who else comes in and says hi. Whoa. Hey, everybody. Suddenly popping off. Everybody hear me all right, yeah? We're all good. Good to see you, Nana Farmer. My man. Send a request to come and chat if you fancy it, everyone. Come and introduce yourselves. Have a chat with us. It's always quiet. I'm always talking to myself a bit. So someone come and jump in here and have a chat with me and break the silence more. I know Ryan's there, so I appreciate you too, man. I don't know what's going on with my speaker. Are you speaking there, Ryan, or is it just me?
Oh, no, I had myself muted.
Oh, that's cool.
Your sound's working fine.
No, I thought my phone was going all funny on me. It's had its moment.
No, you're good, man.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Awesome. You have a good Christmas, yeah?
What's that?
Did you have a good Christmas? Good holiday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was cool. Omicron made everything weird, I think, because no one really traveled. So it was like a Zoomy Christmas, but it was cool.
That's cool. Got a few people up and speaking. Nano Farmer, how you doing? Pastor Escobar. I love that name. That's wicked.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. Great to be here. Hope happy everyone had a good time and been looking forward to the AMA.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry you had Welcome. To get up at 4:30, but you know, that's the price you pay to be a good dad.
Hey man, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
I've got teenagers, they slept till 10, I think.
Man, I'll tell you right, the first second that I wake up, it's always like, oh fuck off, just go back to sleep. You know, give me 10 more. But then I wake up and I think about it and I'm like, you know, I'll blink and I'll miss it and she'll be a teenager and not even want to come near me. So I'm going to take this moment right now, as tired as I am, and I'm going to enjoy the shit out of it.
Absolutely. You know, you're doing
as
it
best
right.
I can. Don't get me wrong. When they're screaming at you, it's just like, just shut up. Yep. Are you 18 yet? Can you move out? Please leave.
Do your time where you can, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, I'm 100% about my kids' life, but 110%. Everything is for them, you know. They grow up way too quick. I'm still a mummy's boy myself. Like, I don't give a shit. I walk through the street with my friends and give my mum a hug. And they all used to take the piss. And I used to say to them, well, you can't give her a hug when she's dead, mate. And it's simple as that. It's the same with your kids. You can't give them a hug when they grow up. And that's it. Well, you can, but you know what? It's not the same. You know, so you got to embrace those moments and just remember that we're all here for that. You know,
I wish I had a Luna dad growing up.
So do I. Mate, my upbringing was...
Right, I just had some drunk asshole like everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, my upbringing as a kid was the polar opposite, man. I was in care as a kid. I didn't know either of my parents. Found out my mum was a heroin addict. My dad was, like, involved in some big thing over here. And he's been in prison and will be in prison for the rest of my life. So it's like, yeah, it was kind of mind-blowing. And I think that's kind of why I take the parentage. A lot of my friends say this anyway. They're like, you take this to the extreme. You never do anything social. I'm like, I don't give a shit. And I don't care. This is why I'm here. My kids need me. Need them.
Don't have that. Good job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, nothing bothers me anymore. I'm not pushed out by others anymore. I don't have a great big amount of friends, but the ones I do have respect that. And they'll come around here and they'll play with the kids and have a coffee, you know, rather than saying like, no, fuck the kids.
All my friends are like starting to have kids and like I'm trying to build my friends around me right now because everyone's life pretty much just fell apart. So I'm kind of like, okay, like you guys seem like you're going to make it. Like, let's make it. And they're all starting to have kids, so it's like getting weird but fun.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I've got a lot of mates that haven't got kids as well.
What's the excitement for the?
Okay, yeah.
What's the excitement for the mega giveaway?
Okay, drag me back on track. Nice one. I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
Yep. Anytime.
Okay, so a few days back, I hit up this this wicked little thing on Discord. Right, I fell down the rabbit hole a bit, and sort of as Luna's own rabbit hole, anyways. I think most of you probably know. Like, I looked through the people. I was looking at my followers earlier and thinking, I'm literally one for one following people and the amount of followers I've got. And I looked through them and every single person has got a moon in their fucking profile name. You know, like everybody's Luna and it's all about that rabbit hole. So anyway, I was down this rabbit hole a few days back with this new up-and-coming Discord channel for a load of this sort of Terror NFT upcoming projects and things. And it's sort of an NFT... space in Terror, and Terror in general is very supportive. You know, everyone really wants to see each other make it in general, whether that be in trading, whether it be in an NFT project, whether that be in, you know, a protocol or something that you're doing. Like, everything is about supporting each other. So I dived in on this and I basically went, I want to collaborate with a couple of people, and loads of people sort of jumped out the woodwork to do it. So I basically decided, like, let's do a massive, you know, a massive giveaway and work out how we can do this, but a little bit more than just like everybody gives an NFT or whatever. So each project has its own sort of unique. I will say, like, I'm not going to vouch for all these projects. I don't know every inch of detail, but I can speak about the people and the things that I do know and what they want to give away. There's people giving away NFTs. There's people giving away whitelist spots to sort of private sale pre-rounds, which they're not even, they're basically like on a minimal amount. There's people giving away their best NFTs. They're like the rarest ones of rarity. People giving away cash, you know. And then those NFTs have got uses as well. There's one in there, and I can't quote the name because I can't remember which one it was. I spoke to that many, but there's one in that 10 that has got a like a farming protocol with the NFT as well, which I found really interesting. So holders are involved in farming or royalty shares and things like that, which was something I was aiming with Wolfies. There's another one in there which is doing physical artwork and is giving away physical artworks alongside it, signed and printed and framed and sent to your door, which they're really cool artworks as well. Like, they're not just like, I mean, each their own, like, what's the saying? The art is in the eye of the beholder or whatever it is. You know, I just found them all really good. And each one of these projects is offering something unique. They're all coming to Terror. They're all really supportive of each other. And the idea is sort of just to get everybody a real good reach of numbers on, you know, getting their projects seen a bit better, because I found that the NFT space is so saturated and the Terror. In some people think it is and some people think it isn't. I personally don't think it is. You know, there's a lot of ways that projects can connect and speak to each other still. Whereas in ETH, it's like, we all give a shit. No, you really don't. You know, you're all saying you give a shit, but you don't. And there's no support. So basically the giveaway is like this. You get an entry by doing the like, the retweet, and the follow of each one. If you join the Discord and stuff, some are offering some extra bits and pieces. So if you join Discord anyway for some of them, i.e. mine, you'll get whitelisted on us anyway. if you win one of the NFTs that we're giving away, for example, you get a second NFT on the main drop because you'll be getting a Genesis Wolf on this drop. So this is one out of the Talis collection that's left, which I've withheld to give away. And that, and as the utility of those itself is obviously, you get a free NFT guaranteed whitelist spot and a few little things extra later that I'm not quite going to announce yet. So that's the mega giveaway. There's 10 NFTs and 10 different bits and bobs being given away to different projects. You know, it doesn't mean that you're limited to just winning one as well. You could win 1, 2, 10 of them. You know, that's your entries anyway. And each project is going to pick a name on a randomizer, however they're going to randomize it. We've got there's a app which one of the guys brought forward, which basically we can input everybody's name and we can randomly generate 10 names. Now your name could be pulled out of that hat twice. All you've got to do is just make sure that you've liked it and retweeted it and followed the projects, because we'll just check it is that comes up has followed all of those projects. Each person has that, and that's it. So we've got a massive giveaway there. You've got a chance to win 10 different bits and pieces. Some of them are $100, some of them are an NFT that's really good from a project that's already done quite well, you know. So it's a good mix of what you can get with that. And it's going to be running right up until the 31st of December, midnight UK time. So yeah, I'm going to stay up till midnight and see in the new year, and I'm going to announce the winners at midnight that day. Now, a couple of the projects are not going to be around for a couple of days and things like that. So distribution is going to happen by or on the 5th of January. So every project winner will know on the 1st whether you won or not, or what you won. And then within 5 days, you'll have that distributed to you. I've already got the NFTs anyway. They're all, I've got most of them. There's a couple of them which aren't ready yet because they're doing one of one pieces, or there's a few people that are doing, obviously, like I say, crypto giveaways and things like that. But they're not going to screw us over. Everyone will get their prize. I've spent a few days, as I say, getting to know these guys. So yeah, 10 chances to go and hit up that. So that's pinned on my profile now. If everyone wants to go and check that out and do what you want to do. Share it, retweet it, get some people looking at it as well, you know, have a go. I've got lots to drop about the project tonight as well, some pretty big ones, which I've been wanting to sort of say for a while, but wanted to get the information across to you. So let's go. So let's get the big one out of the way first. Wolfies is going to do, this is a big, but I'm only just able to announce this because I finalized it all. And figured out how it's going to work and made sure that it is possible to do. So Wolfies is going to do a Luna Delegator. So much like you see on the staking on, well, exactly like you see on the staking on Terra Station, right? What's going to happen is this is all going to be after mint and date really to be confirmed and exact amounts to be confirmed. But the idea is essentially as holders and investors on the delegator. So if you were to delegate with Wolfies anyway as a normal person, you get your percentage that you normally get. But if you're a Wolfies holder as well, you'll get an extra percentage back on what the community gets. And all the stuff that's raised from there, well, not quite all of it because of the stuff with my daughter and things like that, but I'm going to announce the figures and they'll be very fair to the community. So it'll be something like 80%, 20% to community. But the idea is a huge amount of back to the project again to work towards the big gamification with the wolf pack and the hierarchy and things like that, which I'll come to again in a minute. Guys, if you want to stop me and ask questions and I'm just ranting, or you think I'm just going on a bit, just say and just interrupt, because I will do that. I'll just sort of information drive and then sort of hit the questions at the end, but I will ask questions at the end, so if you guys want to ask me more, just fire away anytime. So essentially the idea is, I mean, the hierarchy stuff I'll come onto in a minute, but the idea is basically as Wolfies holders you will get a percentage back. So it's like you'll get the royalties share from any sales, which is what I've already put out there in the roadmap. This hasn't been announced yet, this stuff about the delegators, this is a bit of an alpha drop, but you'll get a percentage on the royalties, which is to be announced. But the idea is the more Wolfies you hold, the more percentage you gain, you know, per wolf you hold and per sale that happens post that. So this is all about the secondaries and beyond. And then the delegator as well. So the idea is we're going to have something, we're obviously going to give some back to Angel Protocol. I want to give a small percentage to the UK HLS charity, LHS charity, getting my words out there, which is the condition that my daughter's got, so left heart syndrome. I want to give some money back to them as a permanent sort of income from the delegator. And then the rest split between community and again, in a sense, delegator royalties between the people that are, you know, holding Wolfies. So again, another piece of utility and another passive income just by basically buying this NFT and holding it for a period of time, you know, without having to flip it. The idea is I want people to be able to get, you know, it was all inspired by Angel Protocol, basically having that, you know, permanent source of income for people without having to do much, essentially. You know, that was, you know, that how do they word it? If anyone knows it, jump in and just say it. But I think you all know what I mean. It's that you know, forever money kind of idea. It's that forever passive income. And obviously the royalties from the secondary sales rely on sales, whereas the staking would only rely on people staking in. And once delegators succeed and we've got a good reason to move forward and we're giving to a good cause that people really like and they're gaining something back, you know, if we can try and the idea is now, this is what me and a few people are working on now, is what true edge we're going to have. We've already got some ideas, which I'm not going to drop right now, on what edge we can have over other people in terms of delegating and where it's going and what we're doing with it and how it can be sort of pumped back in. Because it may be about you guys having a permanent source of income from that. It's also about the charity to have a permanent source of income, Angel Protocol to have a permanent source of income, again, charity-based stuff and all about giving and stuff like that, but also about the project having a good source of funding, not a permanent income from that, but a good source of funding to initially get it to exactly where we want it to be. You know, so it's all those things combined together, and then the pack hierarchy and things like that that all tie in quite sort of well together when I reveal it all in full, which the idea is we'll get through mint, and once we've minted all the information, the dates, the amounts, the percentages and things like that, which will be very fair, I can tell you now, they're going to be competitive to what other people are offering, because we're not the only ones out there offering royalty shares and stuff like that, and we are fully aware of it, you know, so we're going to be really competitive with where we're going. There's a lot of reasons to be hanging on to these things, then gamification, so pack hierarchy and things like that. We're even talking about alphas, omegas, lone wolves and range wolves and things like that. You know, all these different levels in the pack. You can gain levels, you can be deranked and things like that. And it is going to be physically game graphic based, you know, like in front of your face on a game, like maybe Unity, or try and imagine the sort of Unity basic games and things like that. But also a lot of it is going to be more like... how else do I describe it, apart from like D&D style, where you kind of use your imagination a lot as well. But, you know, I don't know if any of you ever read these books as kids and things, but you had those books where you'd read a couple of pages and then at the end of the page, it would say, turn to this page if you choose to do this, or turn to that page if you choose to do that. It's kind of that whole, you know, the growing organism style of game, where it can advance into other areas as well. So it, you know, and trying to allow for that space to collaborate with other, you know, gamified projects alongside it. There's a lot of, and I mean, I've got a couple in the pipe work, which I don't want to drop again. I'm not going to drop too much on you guys, but you know, there's a hell of a lot for us right now. And, you know, we're private sale ready. For the first 500 in the Discord, we're closing in on that 500 mark, so close. We're just shy of 400 now. Once we hit that 500 mark, unless it absolutely explodes like 2,500, that's it, we're going to close it off. For everyone can still join, but in terms of for that pre-sale round, that'll be it, it'll be private sale, and that's it. We may extend it to 1,000, but I very much doubt it. And we're looking to aim to have that going by the first week of January. But obviously we need to get these Genesis Wolves sold first. So if you don't own a Genesis Wolf, get over to Talis, get on my bio, find that link, go and buy yourself a Genesis Wolf. You secure yourself a main mint Lunar Pack Wolf drop NFT, which could be any of the rarities. It's just a random NFT that gets dropped to you upon mint. You don't have to pay for it. It's just there. It's free. It's as a thank you in exchange for buying your Genesis Wolf. Your Genesis Wolf also gets you guaranteed whitelist spot in this first pre-sale. So we'll have the first 500. And if anybody who's not in that first 500 has bought a Genesis Wolf, they will also be included in that. You're guaranteed in the second one as well. And then the main mint is going to be the public mint in the third round. There's also going to be an airdrop for you guys as OG holders. You've got a role in the Discord, which is going to secure you a few extra things later, which are going to be essential. Everyone's going to have to get it. Everyone's going to need it. Or most people are going to want it, at least. If they want to have the future in the project, then they're not just here to flip the NFT. They're going to want this thing, and you guys are all going to have it there first because you were the owners of the Genesis pack. There's only 200 of these, just under half, or I think just over half have sold now, but we're at the halfway mark. It's not going to be long before these are gone. And that doesn't matter how many you own. So if you own one, you get one NFT. If you own five, you get five NFTs. And if you own five of them, you'll get something even bigger a little bit later, you know. So that thing that we're talking about that you're going to need is going to be worth it. So if you haven't got one, get over there and get one. Guys, anyway, look, formalities out the way now. Let's have a chat and find out some more about you guys. But I don't know who else has joined during the time that we've been here, but for the giveaway and things like that, right, we've got the 10 NFT giveaway with 10 different projects, 10 projects giving away different things. Some are giving away a bit of money, some are giving away NFTs, some are giving away like VIP whitelist spots, and a couple of other bits and bobs. You just need to like and retweet that, follow those projects, and then just keep your eye on my profile on the 31st of December, midnight UK time. We'll be announcing the winners for those 10. You could win one, you could win all 10. It all depends on the random. So I have to see who wins what, but that's out there. Hit it up. Yeah, if anyone wants to come in and dive in, hit that button. Come and have a chat. Come and speak to us. My throat's hurting a bit. I need to take a drink. I can see a lot of lunatics in here. Lots of moons. Come and talk. No, I'm joking. What else is to say? Andrew just requested to speak. How you doing, Andrew? You good? Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I think you can hear me. Okay, so I can't talk much, but good going.
That's all right, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear everything? Yeah.
Yeah, all good.
Cool.
How's your holidays been? Have you been good? Have had much time off? And
it's going good. A lot of patience, by the way.
Yeah, I've got another week with the kids off school, so yeah. It's a mad ass. It's good fun. I enjoy Christmas. It's all about them, isn't it? So
yeah,
I'm excited for the project now. We're getting close to that.
Yeah,
first pre-sale round. Getting close now, and we've got that big giveaway going on. So it's all interesting.
Yeah, hey, I think I got cut off or my mic wasn't on or something. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, man. How you doing?
Okay, great. Good. Do you survive that Johnny Walker the other night?
Oh, my God. I had a little bit of a fun next morning, let me tell you. I got through half of that bottle. I didn't expect to drink that much, goodness. But it's just so nice. Oh, mate, I don't drink any time at Christmas, and I kind of get a bit silly at Christmas. So,
Very nice. Hey, I jumped in late because I was here working and didn't know if you had spoken about the burning mechanism of the Luna Pack wolves and what that, how do you get that little generator or whatever? I think,
yeah, okay,
whatever,
okay,
allows cool. you to.
Good question, man. So yeah. For those of you who are in there, you may be aware that we have a in-server currency. For those of you that aren't aware, we have an in-server currency in Discord. That currency gets you, you know, you can basically use the commands /work and /daily to basically get those things. And then there's a few little games you can gamble them up with. And then we're doing weekly contests as well. So the top three people who earn the most a week get a few extra coins and things like that. Those coins are going to be exchangeable for items within the game, in real life. So they're going to be exchangeable for real life things. So if you want a signed copy sending to you, that's going to be something that's going to be there later. And again, those incubators. So basically what we're talking about with the burning mechanism is, and we don't gain anything by you guys doing that work command, by the way. It's just a bit of fun, and it's all about that sort of activity in Discord and getting involved and the community side of things, you know, and making it all a bit fun and enjoying it. But essentially, that's how you're going to buy that item. So if you want to breed, The dates for the actual thing to be happening are, again, it's going to be post-mint, but this is all something we're going to implement fairly quickly. And it's also about, I've forgotten the word now. We'll come back to it anyway. Reducing the supply, whatever the official word is, I can't remember. But essentially what's going to happen is, so to be able to burn, you are going to need to have two Lunar Pack walls, which are the ones we're going to drop the main mint, the 5,000 collection, and one of these incubators, right? It's going to cost you nothing to burn them, but it will cost you a little something to mint the new one, only a minor little something, but there'll be a gain from so basically you will get your puppy, but you have to burn two to gain one. There are going to be, I don't want to give away too, they're going to be other, so it's not going to be, I mean, the most the supply can go down to is 2,500, right, from 5,000. If every single person bought two wolves and burnt every single one to make a new one, so you're replacing two with one, you basically reduce the supply down to 2,500, which obviously has its advantages, but it has its disadvantages as well. And not everybody's going to want to do this, so it isn't a necessity, but it is if you there's want to continue in this long term, and it's not just a flip for you guys. This is part of the future of it, and there'll be other advantages to wanting to burn. So again, it's choice. You can keep your two Lunar Pack wolves, or you can burn it to get a Lunar Pack pup wolf. Be confirmed on this, but basically we're gonna have some even deeper gamification ideas moving forward with the pups. So there'll be in fact, you know what, screw it, I'll tell you. So with the Lunar Pack, there is gamification. It's the storyline, it's living, it's surviving, it's making a pack, right? And it's gaining community and things like that. It's all about that sort of survival. Then you can breed, you can get yourself a pup. And this might sound a bit twisted, try not to think of this thing as a child, all right? But you then there's going to be like fight clubs, so these things are going to be able to pit against each other. There's going to be not like breeding in the same sense of the burning, but there will be a breeding ground of some form. You know, I try and think of these as like fully matured pups, so there's nothing dodgy about this. You know, they can fight, they can fight, they can fuck, they can drink, they can smoke, that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's not like they're babies. I don't want anyone to get this impression before we start. This is 2021. You've got to be careful what you say now.
They're just NFTs.
Yeah, no, dude, but you wouldn't believe the shit. Now, I'll tell you a really funny one. Fuck, this is one I heard last week, right? There was a post in one of the newspapers over here. A woman sued a company who made, you know, irons for ironing your clothes, right? This woman sued an ironing company, an iron manufacturer, right? Because they didn't put on the box that you're not supposed to iron your clothes while you're wearing them. She did it, and she gave herself 30 burns, and she won in court. She won like 150 grand. And the company now has to put on the side of their box that you shouldn't iron your clothes while you're wearing them. I'm like...
That's like the McDonald's guy or woman who sued McDonald's because the coffee burned her and it didn't say it was hot on the cup.
But that's what I'm talking about, right? Somebody would be like, wait a minute, you're letting puppies fucking fight? You can't be serious right now. And I'm like, yeah, dude, no, come on now. These are...
It must have been really bad coffee too, you know? Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
That's how these animals, you know, act in nature and that sort of thing. So they're trying to establish their... Right. Their,
I don't know. Their I act like that. I'm not going to act like that. But yeah, it's all good fun. No, completely. I it's all a bit tongue-in-cheek, but you know. Just thought I'd
So how do you get the incubator?
So the incubators are going to be basically, you can buy them in server. So it's all about getting people in the server and getting them involved in the community and making that an essential step for moving forward with this. You need to be in the Discord server. You need to be hitting up that work and that claim and that stuff like that. There'll be contests. I'm going to introduce a lot more of ways that people can earn this. It's intentionally made at a price which is going to be affordable for everybody. But everybody's going to have to be in there and do something to sort of gain towards it and push towards it. I'm going to be rolling that out fairly soon, probably post pre-sale one. So post the sort of stealth round for the people in the Discord, the first 500. after that, that's when I'll sort of start the distribution of incubators and things like that. I'm going to start coming up with more things. I want to do more community-driven things. I want this to be community-based, not because I don't know what I'm doing, but because I want people in here to feel like their voice counts. Does that make sense? Like,
sure.
A lot of projects just make the decisions, and I'm all for that, right? I'm all for being sort of president of the project, but the whole point of the, you know, the whole community within crypto is, you know, to have your own say and to, you know, be in control of your own thing. So I want there to be sort of more community driven things. So I want people to come forward and give ideas and, you know, throw out things that we can move forward with all this, you know, and really, and, you know, but there's a hell of a lot to come in the sort of, in the coming couple of weeks. I just more contests and things like that. And that's how you're going to kind of earn those Wolfie coins to be able to buy the incubators, to be able to do the breeding, to move really far into the sort of the rabbit hole of the wolf pack in the future and sort of see the real long-term gains. So one example of how owning one pup would be better than owning two Lunar Pack wolves is, again, with the royalties and the delegators, the percentages will be much higher for owning one pup than it would be for owning two wolves. So everyone can do it. It's going to be affordable for everyone, so it's not unfair. I've made sure that everybody's got an opportunity to be able to burn if they want to and create a Lunar Pack puppy, and that, you know, nobody's discluded from that. If you own two, you can do it, and it's as simple as that, and everybody can see that game. But then they can choose not to. If they choose not to, they'd rather keep their other two wolves and they like them or whatever, then that's fine, you know, sort of leaving it open to everyone. And it's not going to be a significant difference, but you're going to see a difference by burning. That's just one example, but there's a few reasons. If you want to dive into the gamification side of it, that's going to be the real mega gain for having those pups in there in the future. And when we dive into that side of the gamification, I mean, nothing I say from this point is set in stone yet, because we're talking way into the future past the mint for this far into the game. But you know, there'll be further drops, there'll be further collections, there'll be further spin-offs, there'll be further items, further things. You know, the whole point of this thing is I want it to become sort of the never-ending story for the wolf pack, so it's the wolf pack can continue on into the future as well. And again, that's why I don't want to just reduce supply to being burning and getting rid of basically nearly everything. All right, that in terms of other things has helped and has driven price and things like that, but it's not. Yeah, great. If we see 100 Lunar Flora or 50 Lunar Flora, I'm buzzing, obviously. But I'm trying to look at the long term, not just what we can do in a month, 2 months, 3 months. You know, it's more about what we can do long term together to see a permanent gain for everyone. And hell, if it's up at that height, you know, or twice that height or whatever, and Luna's gone to God knows what, you know, everybody's going to see a nice little wedge in their bank every month. And that's the idea. These royalties will be paid out every month. These will be paid out every, you know, every for each person that has their, you know, everyone will get their fair share is what I'm trying to say. It's been a long week.
Excellent. Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for letting me jump in and join on along, and I'll listen and give somebody else the floor. Thanks, man.
No, no problem. Yeah, anyone, feel free to just jump in and take the floor and come and have a chat with us, ask some questions, find out some more. I don't know who's been here and who's not for a while. So if anyone wants to come in and just chat, or just chat some shit and tell me a story, tell me something funny that happened at the holidays or whatever. I don't know. I'm down for whatever tonight. It's cool. Everything's popping off. Twitter's going crazy. I noticed my Twitter feed went absolutely dead on Christmas Day, which was just great. And there was just a few people just still out there doing their usual. I've got 7.5 ETH to spend. Show me your NFT. I was just thinking, I even commented on one or two of them. It was just like, man, can't you guys just give it a rest just for Christmas Day? Like, I've stopped following the topics on Twitter now for like NFTs and Ethereum just because of that. You know, literally, they're just flooded with those comments.
Did you hear about Constitution DAO? Like what happened with that?
No, tell me about that.
So it was a DAO that wanted to buy, I guess, the U.S., like one of the seven U.S. constitutions in existence was going up for sale, which happens like every so many years, because I don't know why they have like regulations for these things, but like the same person just rebuys it every time. But Constitution DAO started a DAO and took like crypto donations to buy it. And they like, they ended up losing the bid, but they bid him up like double on like the price he was going to pay. But they paid like $1.5 million in gas fees, and then they didn't get it.
That's crazy.
It was kind of a fail, but now like Constitution DAO has this like $50 million that they don't like know what to do with because it was all donated. They're just like,
they should donate.
It's not like anyone's mad. Like they're gonna do cool stuff with it, but it was kind of like everyone expected them to win, and the dude was like some like old rich dude that was like, no, like I'm not having this, and he just like outbid him.
No, I didn't hear about that. That's crazy. I mean, I saw one of the
rug pulls. Yeah, it was a cool story.
Wow, that was mental. That Monkey Mayhem, Monkey Kingdom, something like that. If anyone saw that one. Apparently they're doing a refund, which is the first time I've seen anyone do a refund, but they have refunded everyone in their project, which was, I found that quite refreshing, you know, like to see someone at least honorably going, yeah, okay, fine, we'll give you all your soul back and stuff like that. So I thought that was quite honorable. But that's
I think they're going to do governance for it, like, which is cool. Obviously, like the people that donated should get to vote, you know, like that seems to make sense. But then you might have you might have whales play games with it. It's like a scary thing there.
Yeah, it is. It's frightening, isn't it? I mean, that's the scary thing about crypto and the Twitter space, and you know, well, not Twitter space, but Twitter in terms of crypto. That's all Twitter is for now. You know, like that's the scary thing about it is that, you know, if you get in any shit with anybody, you're on your own. That's it. You know, there's no central governing body. Like if I go to the shop now, right, and I get overcharged like £50 or whatever, I can go back to that shop, they can deny it, but if I've got the receipt and the policy and blah blah blah, I can get that money back, right? If somebody comes into crypto and goes, come and buy this, it's fucking amazing, you know, and we've got all this stuff coming and blah 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 blah, they don't deliver and they disappear with the money, what can you do? I mean, we've seen the odd story about people getting arrested and things for hacks. Yeah. And
until there's KYC, they're just going to bail, though. You're right. Like, they'll just disappear. You would think, like, oh, it's blockchain. It's all, like, on chain. So, like, you can find the transactions, but, like, the person's gone and no one knows who it was. So it doesn't matter.
100%. I mean, there will be ways in future. Like, the thing is, I've thought about that and thought, well, surely, right, if I, for example, Binance right now, they've stopped us being able to withdraw in the UK. The only way we can withdraw money from crypto is through Coinbase, which is watched by HMRC, which is our tax, you know, our tax company over here. So it's like, if I sold some Luna, sent it to KuCoin as UST, sold that UST back to British pounds and took that British pounds out of the bank, you may not be able to see my bank account, but some fucker can somewhere along that chain.
Yeah, that's, you know, where you'll get hit with the tax too, is like entering or exiting the fiat world. I wonder what's going to happen with that, actually, because I pretty much only use debt for real world expenses, like especially small stuff, like I'll just borrow some UST, but like that changes what the deal is when I'm spending it. Like I pay sales tax, but that's not like I'm selling something to use the money. So I think you're like avoiding the capital gains if you just use the debt. But like, it's going to be fun to explain because they're just not even going to understand this at all.
Yeah, I mean, the annoying thing is because Bitcoin and crypto in general isn't recognized as a currency, you're still liable for capital gains, which is the piss take. Because if you trade currencies, you're not liable for capital gains, but because it's not a recognized currency.
Yeah, but you're not selling, so that's the thing. Like you're borrowing UST, so you don't pay capital gains on debt. Yeah. You know, so that's why my whole strategy is like use debt. Because like if you sell like $100 of Luna, you go buy something for $100, you're paying like $130 for that or whatever. So like use debt, but like it'll be interesting to prove to them because you just send it to the exchange and then you use the money. So like it's not like when it hits the exchange, it's like visibly debt. So like this is why like they don't have the fucking technology to figure this out. It's gonna be fun.
No, they don't. No. Exactly. Like, and if you stay in these off-chain places, like people were like, "Oh, Binance is the one, Coinbase is the one, KuCoin is the one." Yeah, mate. Of course they are. That's why they all ask you for fucking KYC, your address, and your national insurance number.
But the fun part is like you can just show all the transactions. So like I'm not lying.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm not a liar. So like I hope that they're like prove it. And I'm like, here's your 8,000 pages, figure it out. Like,
oh hell yeah. Like I've had this joke with a few people that have said like there's ways to do this. Like we could tax dodge legally in this country. I could set up a company in like bloody El Salvador or so, wherever it is legal to do this and have a much lower tax and stuff. You know, like I can set up a company over there. People do it here anyway, and then just run the tax through there and stuff like that. And I'm like, fuck that. You know, if I cash out $1 million, I'm not happy to do it, but I'll gladly give the tax man his cut because at the end of the day, then I know I'm home free and I'm safe. You know, so all jokes aside, I'm paying my tax on whatever I earn. Yeah. But the point is this, it's like when people are suggesting to me that a way to stay off chain is to use Binance, I'm like, that really isn't a way to stay off chain, mate, because the UK is watching that like hell right now.
As soon as you hit an exchange.
They're so scared of it. Yeah, anything like that. I mean, is great.
But like that's the thing about the debt thing, you know, like if you're just building your like Luna and you're just using debt, like theoretically, if you're earning yield and you're just buying Luna and you're just borrowing, like you never incur capital gains. I wish Hutch was here right now. But it's pretty cool in that regard, actually, as a strategy, because like
no, that makes
theoretically, sense. Like you never pay capital gains and you just never sell.
I need to talk to you more about that at some point. That'd be good.
Yeah, there will be some talk about this. It's a good topic. Hutch has some videos if you follow him and you're interested. He's starting to like get on this topic because it's a pretty important thing. It's like a very like you're basically cutting 30% like tax off of your like net, you know, expenditure or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, to learn about it. So let's take this right back to fucking day one. About the entire project itself. So for those that are here and haven't heard from me before, the project is packed with utility. It's got a massive future and that's what it's all about. But the reason that I started the project in the first place was something completely different, you know, and this is going on from what you're saying to me right now. And this is the stuff that I haven't looked into for the future of where I'm planning to, what I'm planning to do. Like, because originally this was my daughter's in shit. She's got a heart condition and I need to find and give her the best possible care and best possible surgery opportunities that I can as a father. And that was all it was about from day one, right? That was the beginning of the project. Day one was I need to fucking make some money. And that, just like everybody in the original NFT space before utility was really a thing, was like, I want to make some money. I've got some cool artwork. Let's do this. How can we do it? You know, what can we do that's different? Anyway, it became so much more than that. But now that I'm in a position where the project is so much bigger than that, and you know, the future and the plans and everything like that, and the money which I'm going to have there for Faith and things like that, and the future that I can have for her is all sort of on that horizon. These are the things that I need to know about so that I can work out how. Because that's the side of Luna that I'm new to Luna, mate. Like, I've only been here a couple of months maximum, like, looking at it a month, like, solidly, completely diving into every inch of it that I can find. And because yeah. I've not been sat on a stack, I haven't been looking at that and haven't prioritized it. But obviously now that the wolves are selling on the Genesis pack and things like that, you know, and I know that the mint's coming around the corner and I'm obviously going to have this sat here, all the money that I make alongside what goes back into community, what goes to Faith, what goes to Angel, what goes to the LHS charity, you know, things like that. It's after that, what's sat in my bank, I want to make sure that obviously what I've got is working for me. So that's where I'm interested to hear more about this and sort of making sure, because it's all about like, it's great to have 100 grand or a million in the bank, right? But if it's not working, what's the fucking point?
You know, yeah. There's 20, well, that's the beautiful thing about the Terra community. it's like a bunch of people that want to work this out. Sorry to interrupt, but like that's like exactly like mm-hmm. like just listening to Sefi and stuff in the spaces, not to like, you know, distract the topic, but like it's amazing like what I've learned and like you can learn that quickly. Like it's awesome. And I just minted 2 wolves, by the way.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Man, make sure you're in the Discord and you go and claim your role, dude. That's just got you a couple of little free Luna Pack Wolves, whitelist.
I don't use Discord a lot, but we'll talk because I gotta, like, you know, I don't use Discord much, so I'll figure it out.
I am adding a Telegram channel because I'm aware of that. There's a few people that aren't doing that. So I've got one, again, it's not really an alpha drop marketing wise, it kind of is. I've got a big company, a friend of mine runs a big marketing company in crypto, and he's gonna have a word with his sort of top guy and basically say the whole thing about my daughter and things like that and say, look, come and help this guy out, throw him something, throw him a bone. You know, so he's gonna be hitting that, and they work purely on Telegram. Now they've got hundreds and thousands of people that they can reach pretty quick. And they're not just these bullshit shiller guys. They really dive into things and get involved. So I'll be bringing this to Telegram anyway, potentially a WhatsApp group. There'll be a website. I wanna start sort of expanding this outside of those places, and not just for the project, but because I believe in the bigger vision for crypto and the bigger vision for NFTs long term, like what this can do to just change industries, you know, really, you know, tear down some big corporations in industries. And this might sound a bit like taboo or whatever, but it is possible. Like, the music industry will be as scared as the banks are now of crypto. In a year, they'll be that scared, or 2 years or 5 years, they'll be that scared of NFTs. Because it will be the same. People will have the
be.
Power.
The music industry, like the record industry, is so screwed. It's going to be hilarious.
the art industry is the same already. It's like shit. Like nobody new in art is going to the usual art places. They're all coming to NFTs, you know, because they're all interested in seeing this. This is plastered everywhere. Like I saw, it was on the fucking front page of one of the newspapers last week. Like NFTs, yeah,
except for all the starving artists that still want to remain starving. Like, I've been having this argument with Mike. I'm like an artist, like in a past life, and like I get NFTs, and he just won't get it. He's like, no, it's not art because of some bullshit. Because like, I want to remain hungry and poor.
I mean, it's beyond the artwork, though, isn't it? I think a lot of it.
Well, it's a way to monetize your art, and there's also collectibles going on. There's a million things, but like, it's just a digital leap. Like, that's all it is. Is like he hasn't made that digital leap that everyone makes. So like he'll make it in time.
No, it's 100% my dad, right? You literally nailed it with that, the digital leap, right? My dad is an architect, and he still does all his drawings by hand. But he can use AutoCAD 360, which has been around for like 15 years, and there's probably software sometimes better, but he refuses to use it. He's like, nope, I've got my pen, I've got my pencil, I'm using them. Screw off with your digital stuff. You know, and it's exactly the same. Like, it's just refusal to accept.
Honestly, as a fisherman, I relate, because like, I'm still resistant to the technology. That's why I'm like, Discord like is too much, because I already had to do this Twitter thing. I'm still figuring it out. I can barely shit post, you know.
No, I've got you, dude. I've got you, man. But yeah, no, I agree. Discord, it's a bit mad. You can get into a rabbit hole in that place quite quickly. There's a lot of information can be thrown. You have to be careful how you.
Yeah, that's exactly
well.
What it is. It's so much information. Like, I'm just like, oh my god, these shiny objects everywhere! Like, get me out of here.
I don't know who's listening, so I'm really sorry if this applies to you guys, but I literally have about 25 projects and different spaces within Discord that I'm listening to, and fuck, it's just too much to look at them every day.
I'm getting notifications right now. I don't even use it. They're just popping up, and I don't read them ever, and I'm just like letting it happen for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I have phases like that, but obviously being project owner and things like that, I kind of have to look through everything and make sure that the ones that I'm with, you know, and it's like, and not everyone within those places uses the at button as well, so I miss messages. Then I'll get a DM like, dude, why are you ignoring me? And I'm like, you didn't at me, man. I didn't see your message. Like, there's 14,000 messages in your Discord every day.
Yeah, I cannot even keep up with, like, the 10 voicemails that my phone holds. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Dude, that I'm like that, right? As a normal person, right, before I came to Twitter and crypto and NFTs and Terra, I was introvert. I'm quiet. I stay at home. And it's my, I mean, obviously I've always worked. I've got my daughter, I've got my friends and things like that. But, you know, like as a person, I wasn't like getting deep into 1,000 different things, really getting like into that. And I was exactly the same. I was like, if I had like 10 messages on my phone, it was just overwhelming. And I was like, you could all fuck off till tomorrow now. I don't want to look at your messages. It's too much.
Yeah, and then you just have to look. Like, you're like, well, how am I supposed to look at your message? It was like 10 messages behind the other messages, you know?
I know, yeah. And now I'm like, I'm waking up in the morning, right? And I'm going on Discord, not in my own, but in other servers. And I'm like going in there and it's like 3,927 unread messages. And I'm like, skip to the bottom.
Why try, you know?
I'm sure most people do it, and that's my concern is like, and that's why I want to make try and figure the way of sort of spreading the places, and also having the right people in there to throw that information out there, like moderators and things like that. That's sort of my growth point now.
Yeah. I love these spaces for that reason, because it's audible. Like, I can put it on and listen, like whether it's recorded by the geniuses at Terra Spaces or you know, like whether it's live. Like, I don't have to like visibly be dedicated, so it's awesome that I can like do other things and do this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, my man Terra Spaces is in here right now, I think. Yep, listening away and recording. Oh yeah, he's always here. It's wicked. I love it. And it's great because if people say, oh, I missed it, I'm just like, well, there's the link. Go and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great for onboard or.
I can refer. I've referred back to my own spaces and sort of listened through them and gone, yeah, I forgot I said that. That's good. I'll make a note that I've told people that now, so I don't say it again later, you know, or whatever. But, you know, silly things like that. Or, and I mean, I hate hearing my own voice. I don't know about you. I think most people do. But I got used to it. I used to work in a sales job for Vodafone, one of the UK phone companies. And every week we had like a one-to-one with our manager. So fucking degrading. I don't know if anybody here from the UK works at Vodafone, but I hope you agree. And if the message gets to the CEO, fuck you.
If you need a vote, no, yeah. He's here for you.
Well, what's the rule? The handshake rule, right? Shake 5 handshakes, meet someone famous. Well, there's like, what, 4, 8 of us. There's 20 of us in here nearly now. So there's a couple of famous people potentially listening in the background. No, but my point is this. It's like, it was a weekly thing where we used to listen back to every or some of the calls that we did, the managers would go through and pick one, pick a bad one, pick a good one, pick this and pick that. And you would personally have to find the things that were wrong with it. I look back and I'm like, that was it was really degrading as a job. I mean, we were paid really well.
That sounds pretty weird.
Literally just like target.
Taking a red pen to each other's souls, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, it is literally like you're, and then after each one of those, so the first couple of months I was okay, but after a bit, you know, I was kind of aware that my manager was going to be scrutinizing these. So every call I was going into, I was aware of that, and I was like kind of trying to take that caution to the next level. And that ended up being the reason why I was like, you know what, right? Out of all the jobs that I've worked in, that one I was literally working for the man the most. You know, like I was just working for somebody else's gains the most. Like, and it just felt crap. But my point is this, but it gave me one skill, which was to be able to scrutinize myself, you know, so to be able to go back to those recordings and go, slow that down, calm that down, don't do this, don't do that. That was good. Improve on that, you know, move forward and sort of be able to do that and become a bit more of a speaking person, which I'm not normally. My thing is kind of like, I'm either really quiet or I just kind of go for it. And that's where I'm trying to sort of wind that to a bit of a level. Yeah. But anyway, it's good.
Crypto, man. I'm enjoying it. Help space. You figure it all out.
Yeah, spaces are fucking awesome for that though, because everyone just gets involved and you can chat to people.
Yeah, spaces are actually like I think in a year or two these are going to be like a way bigger deal, and what I see is like ridiculously amazing actually and beautiful. it's like a great classroom of like people that want to be here because they like want to be like talking about it, and like there's no limit on how many seats will per se. It's awesome. As someone who like went through academia where there was like a limit on seats and like everyone was pissed off and broke, this is like amazing.
and to top it all off, you can be who you want to be here as well. You know, within yeah. Twitter. I mean, Twitter is one of the only platforms which allows you to call yourself fucking Donald Duck if you want to.
No, you can make dick jokes and save the world. Like, literally, it's awesome.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, man, exactly. It's like, it's mental, isn't it? The freedom to speak is still here within Twitter. Twitter's the only one which doesn't regulate. I mean, like, you can't go on. I mean, okay, my language is atrocious, so anyone who doesn't like it, sorry, but I'm not sorry. It's just who I am. That's it.
Oh, I love
but,
you,
but, like, you can't go on Facebook now and be like, your mate puts a tag you in a post and he's like, hey, you're a dick, and you're like, fuck you, man. You'll get banned from Facebook for 7 days for saying fuck you to your friend. Man, I put a post on Facebook the other week, right? I burnt my finger on the oven, I turned it off and like put my thumb on the top of it, and I put on there, I'm such a twat or something like that, and it got fucking removed. It was like, you can't say this because it's bleeping and harmful.
It's like
and
a bunch of boomers just canceling each other. It's like ridiculous.
Would you like to contest it? And I was like, yes. So I clicked the yes button and it said, please insert more information here. And I said, because I was giving myself abuse, I don't feel upset by my own abuse. I've been used to my own abuse for 33 years. Please reinstate this.
I'm the most self-critical person you can find. I don't know why you're trying to get on my ass like this.
Yeah, they came back and said it still breaks house rules. I was like, well, that's bullshit. I called myself an idiot and apparently I'm being abusive to other people.
No matter how much you hate me, I hate myself more, you know? Like, we don't have to do this.
Yeah, let me hate myself, man. Come on, Facebook, God's sake. But yeah, no, Twitter's those ones, like, people can be really open about things, you know, and I really like you get into some really controversial deep conversations about whatever the hell, and it doesn't, I mean, people have their opinions.
There's
and it can
information
get toxic,
available.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's yeah, you can do what you want.
I was joking the other day. I was like, I just doxed my Twitter on my Facebook. Like, I literally wrote on my Facebook. I was like, fuck this. And I just put my Twitter. I was like, I feel like someone's mad at me right now. Like, I actually do, but I don't know why.
Mate, you'll find out. More people get mad at you because you succeed and they don't. And that's the thing.
Well, they're just on Facebook. So if you say, like, fuck this, they're like, dude, I'm pissed off.
Yeah. I had a friend. I have a friend. We're friends on Facebook. We met before he did this, but he's a BAYC holder, right? And he never told anybody who he was and anything like that. And then he set his profile picture last September as his ape on his profile on Facebook, and literally half his friends unfriended him within about 2 or 3 days and don't speak to him. And I was just like, what the fuck? Because he sat on something worth a shit ton of money and they're not. You know, because he'd been telling them
like
for months.
I mean,
he said me so
whatever,
many
like the Nick Klein quote, like, first they ignore you, or yeah, for whatever it is, and then they fight you, and then you win.
Yeah, exactly. But it's bullshit, isn't it? I mean, like, it's the annoying thing about, and not here, but just in general in life, and I found that probably Luna is the only place, I say this in every space, Luna is the only place which has the exception to this rule, I believe, where when in life, when you succeed, most people will hate on that. and they will. They'll hate you when you they'll hate you when you're up, and they'll love you when you're down, because it'll make them feel better. And,
yeah,
and
this is like an army where everyone is just like, get more rich. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah. And it's just, it's fucking nuts, isn't it? To have that mentality, like, you should just be happy, because the reality is, right, the reality is, like, if your mate hits the jackpot, right, and makes millions, and you're happy for him, you're probably going to gain from that. If you're pissed with him and you just walk away from him, you're like, gain from that. As a friend, I'm not trying to put this in a, you know, I'm just trying to make a lot.
No, that's what's funny right now is people are starting to come back out of the woodworks, like, hey man, like, how are you doing? Sorry, I was a dick all those years ago. I'm like, go away, dude. You're not welcome to on board.
Mate, and that's why I'm like, okay, so I'll tell you something here now quickly. I've had offers to, because of Faith's situation, my daughter and things like that, and everything like that, you know, with her heart surgery and the unique sort of thing with this. I've had offers to be able to put this in places which are really public and really well known. And everything that everybody's offered has been incredible, right? But fuck that for me. It's not who I am. I don't want people to know that. If I ever made, regardless of whether it's for her or not, if I ever made anything over like $1 million, right? Hell no, I don't want anyone to know about it. I'm not putting shit on my Facebook. I'm not telling my fucking family about it. No, I am. I'm telling my family about it. But you know what I mean? It's like, outside of that, I'm not having anyone know, because exactly like
people will try to do weird shit just because they're jealous, like if they can. But then there's a sentiment in crypto, like if you store it right and you're confident, it's kind of cool to have like full transparency and just be like, fuck you guys, like I made it, you know.
No, and I will have full transparency in
the
yeah, but it's like, I think you also, you become a target for the dickheads and everything like that. It's just like, what's the point? Like, I know my friends that I don't speak to now would come and be at my door tomorrow morning if I had $1 million or 40 million or 100 million in the bank. They'd be here tomorrow. They'd be like, oh man, come and have a drink with me. And it's like, what you mean is, come and buy me a house, yeah, and then buy me all my drinks, get me a woman, move me out of the country. Yeah, fuck off. You know, I'm not in it for that. And there's so many people out there that are like that. It's just unreal. So like, I just wanted to do, you know, and that's why I love Twitter. That's why I love Luna. That's why I love TikTok.
Yeah, I'm starting the sentiment of Onboardor. If you haven't heard of Onboardor, it's like Onboardor. Like you are Onboardor, and we're bringing people to Onboardor, and it's just bringing all your friends in, because like we're all gonna literally just get rich together. So like Onboardor.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. No, I hadn't heard of that, but I like that.
You will. It's Onboardor.
It's Onboardor. That's cool, man. Yeah. So, what else? I mean, just to cover this again, so I don't know who's been here and who's not. I haven't really been watching the screen too much on my phone. I'm actually having a bit of a cheeky joint tonight for the first time in a little while, because Faith's still away at her nan's for a couple more days. So Daddy's having a rest and a bit of recuperation. So for those of you that missed it, we've got a 10 NFT giveaway happening right now. It's on my pinned tweet, 10 different projects giving away 10 different things. Some are giving away NFTs, a couple are giving away a cash prize, a couple are giving away whitelist spots, and a couple are giving away something else. One of them is a physical copy of their NFT signed and posted to your door, I believe. There's 10 anyway there. There's an entry. Just like, retweet, and follow the projects that are in that list. Nice and easy. We'll pick the winner on the 31st of December at midnight UK time. So the bomb we dropped earlier about delegation. So we've got up and coming for our project. We have got the pre-sale round is coming soon. First week of January. The first 500 and anybody extra who minted a Genesis Wolf outside of that will be in that pre-sale round. If you're not in the first 500, you'll be waiting until we're ready to go for the second one. Date to be confirmed, hopefully within a week to 2 weeks maximum of the first pre-sale round. But it all depends on community. It all depends on growth. It all depends on how we're going, you know. I am that guy who's not going to push this project to get out really, really fast with 100,000 people in the Discord. I'm going to grow it organically and know that everybody's involved and that we've really done this together and it's a long-term thing, you know. So that, you know, I'm always looking at that long-term vision. What's to come after the first pre-sale round, second pre-sale round, public mint? Post-public mint and sellout, we will be looking at starting distribution of shares of royalties on secondaries. So they'll be distributed to the holders of wolves. The more wolves you own, the more royalties you'll get. Genesis holders will be airdropped something special, which is going to be needed later. Everybody will be able to get their hands on their incubators if they want to burn and do wolf pack breeding, which more details again will be released later. You'll have loads of benefits to wanting to do that. Reduction of supply is obviously the fundamental reason that we're doing it, but you will have a lot of reasons within that. Beyond that, we've got gamification, we've got the delegator to start up, which is going to basically be like a standard delegator with some a couple of little extra things which other projects hopefully aren't doing. We're still working on ideas for that. And we are open to people coming and throwing things at us, you know, for any step of this project. You know, this whole thing is community based. And if you've got ideas and things, we're going to reward those people with those, for those ideas, you know. So, and there are spaces in the team to sort of come and, you know, come and have your say about things. There's going to be plenty of votes coming up, plenty of more collaborations. I've got a couple of big lunar collaborations hopefully to bring to you early January as well, which should be really, really nice. I'm not going to tell you any more yet because I'm still finalizing details. There's so much. I could literally go until my voice runs out with what's coming for this project, but the next few weeks are going to be so exciting. So if you haven't already got one, get on my page. I've lost my mind here, sorry. Get on my Twitter page, right? There's a link to the Talis collection in there. There's some Genesis wolves left. They get you a free Lunar Pack wolf when we mint. And that they will all be distributed, regardless of whether you're in the first 500 or not, they'll all be distributed in the first pre-sale round. So I will mint a shitload and distribute those to the people. Randomly, they'll get... I'm not quite sure on the logistics of it, but basically you will get a random Lunar Wolf upon the first pre-sale thing out. So that's the plan. So get yourself in there, get that. You're also guaranteed whitelist spot. The minting numbers, you're going to be able to mint up to 3 of these in the first pre-sale round. So anybody who's in here who is going to be minting in there and is in the first 500 in the Discord right now and is thinking, when are we going to be able to mint? They're going to be the same price. They're going to be 1 lunar each. I'm debating at the moment whether to... In fact, I'm going to do a vote in the next couple of days whether you guys want to do this at a fixed price UST, so everybody gets it at the same price. Because this is all about fairness, right? And I feel I would like this personally, but obviously it's down to everyone. So there's going to be a vote hitting up in the Discord soon. I want you guys to hit this one if you can. Whether you want this to be at a fixed, if you like, pegged price to UST, or whether you'd like it to be a fixed lunar price, so like 1 lunar each like these are, regardless of the price of lunar, that's the thing. Some people could be paying more, some people could be paying less in terms of dollars, but it's in Luna. I just know how much the Luna community likes to keep hold of their Luna, and I certainly am the same. But you know, so that's going to be coming. The price will be 1 Luna or $100 per NFT, simply because, all right, there's a lot of projects that have started much, much lower than this, but the future plan for this project, you've got a hell of a lot coming from this $100 if you mint one of these. You got shares in royalties, shares in a delegator, community war chest, which is going to be helping us with building the future of the project. You've got the gamification, you've got breeding, you've got so much just from that to come. So yeah, hit us up. Come and join the pack. You don't have to mint one, just come and join the pack. Come and have a chat with us, come and meet some people, get the Discord growing. If you guys have got ideas and things, just hit me up, come and have a chat to me. I'm available like nearly 24/7. I'm up a lot of the hours of the day, so I'm nearly always around, and it's the first thing I pick up and the last thing I do before I go to bed, so I'm always here. And it'd be good to meet some of you anyway. There's a lot of people that I haven't spoken to yet who've hit my inbox and had the DMs, but it'd be good to hear from a few of you sometime and come and have a chat. If anyone else wants to come and just hop in and talk, you can. I will probably get going in about 5 minutes. If not, because I want to go and get some dinner. It's 9:15. It's been a hectic few days. And I'm not sure how much more I can tell you right now about the project and where we're going with things. But hit up that 10 giveaway. Potential chance to win anywhere between 1 and 10 of those NFTs. You could win all 10. You could win one. It all depends. It's going to be a randomized choice. We're going to input your names into a spinning wheel, basically. Spin the wheel, and whoever wins each time, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and that's it. Each person has a different item. Each project has a different item, a different thing, a different reason you're going to want to hold on to that. They've got their own utility, their own things. I mean, I can't vouch for every project. These guys all jumped in on this Stardust Union, which is a fantastic place. So if you're running a project, search that, go and have a look, hit that up. It's the sort of Terra space for the new, it's the nice space within Terra for the new projects to come up and have a chat with each other. And I can tell you now, it's really, really buzzing in there. People really talk and connect with each other. But it's been really good. It's been good to talk to all you guys tonight. If no one else has got anything to ask or add, I'll call it a day.
Cool, thanks. Enjoyed it.
No worries, man. It's been good to chat to you anyway.
Right,
Good to hear you. That was awesome. Thanks for doing the space.
No problem, man. Hopefully hear from you next time as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Crypto Wolfies Luna Pack Weekly Howl AMA, recorded on Monday, December 27th, 2021. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep it hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two. Help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swag. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal hit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.